Good morning, everyone. We'll get an update from the Juneau Economic Development Council on today's program. With us, our Executive Director, Brian Holst, and Margaret O'Neill, who's the manager of the Council's Revolving Loan Fund. And we're going to find out everything you ever wanted to know about the fund in the first part of the program. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Mr. Holst about other JEDC matters, including the upcoming Maritime Festival. And then we'll ask Brian to put on his school board president hat before we sign off and ask about the district's budgets and the challenges the panel faces putting a spending plan together. Good morning to both.
Good morning.
Good morning, Pete.
First of all, Brian, let me ask about the fund. How long it's been around? What's the mission?
Yeah, the Revolving Loan Fund, it was created in 1998. I'll let Margaret go into details. And I'll mention also that Margaret joined the Juneau Economic Development Council in 1999, making her our longest serving veteran at the Juneau Economic Development Council. She's done really a fantastic job. And really the growth of the Revolving Loan Fund has been really tied to her excellent management of that fund.
So I guess thanks are in order for your service to the community.
Absolutely.
Thank you. It's an interesting story. It's been almost 20 years that we've had it, and in that time we've made, $7.2 million in loans, which means we've revolved that loan capital that we have almost three times. We've made about 50 loans, and they've been all over Southeast Alaska, with the majority of them in Juneau. The community of Juneau's contributed the largest amount of capital, and it's the bulk of what we have to operate with now. Some of the other communities that participated at the beginning with the local government revenue sharing dropping had to pull out for other capital investments that they wanted to make. But we still have an active program, and we are this month, or within the last 30 days or so, we're financing the purchase of CNC Steamway services that the existing management bought from the previous owners, which was Tlingit and Haida Regional Housing Authority. That is a one that is had really dedicated management that grew the business and was able to buy it. And we're also making a loan for Amalga Distilleries. It's opening up this summer to for the tourist season.
So I understand there are several loan funds.
Right now we operate a Juneau-based community loan fund. We have a small amount of money that we borrowed from the USDA that we can loan in Juneau and throughout Southeast Alaska, and we also manage a small loan fund for the borough of Haines.
So tell me about rates and terms.
Every deal is different. Okay. We're a cash flow lender. It really depends on what the borrower can afford to pay, and how much security they have and what their credit's like and so forth.
So there's like a sliding scale on what the interest rate would be?
We start at prime plus two and then go up and down depending on what the risk in the transaction is and the size of the loan and other considerations. We don't have a lending program per se. What we're looking for is dedicated management, opportunities to create jobs. If it's manufacturing jobs, we like that even more. Things that can
things that generate economic activity.
Exactly, it's an economic development program.
It's part of your mission.
It is, and it fits within a larger the larger initiative for entrepreneurial support that we do. We do some one-on-one business counseling. We've worked with, you're going to hear about retail later, Brian's going to talk about, but we've worked with manufacturers to try and adjust the way that personal property taxes are calculated and inventories and issues that manufacturers face, and workforce development, and all the things that can kind of support growth of business in the community, and this loan program is just one part of it.
Well, you have some pretty stiff criteria, because you don't want to, it's a revolving loan fund, so the money comes back is used to
make more, right? We don't have very much capital, so we can't lose it.
You're interested in someone with a half-baked idea. You need a plan.
We need a business plan. They need have some equity themselves. They need to have experience in the industry that they're working, They need to have some competitive advantages, but they also need to not be able to get the financing from a bank. So we're not competing with the banks. And so we're in a very small little wedge of financing.
So you mentioned a couple of success stories. Over the span of 20 years, give me a couple that really...
Glacier Gardens Rainforest Adventure, we financed those greenhouses that launched that tourism business. That's employed many, 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 many kids over summers and provides year-round employment. We did the startup financing for Tracy's Crab Shack. We did, just in, you know, Juneau, we've done a number of different tour operations. We've refinanced some restaurants. And
so over the span of 20 years, you can look back and go, you know, I did good.
We did the Inter Island Ferry Authority startup funding.
Oh, yeah.
We did some work with recycling in Haines. Mm-hmm. Haines Sanitation. We did a little tiny loan for a woman, a Jamaican woman in Petersburg that wanted to start an upholstery business. We've done, you know, we financed the purchase of K2's two radio stations that they bought when they expanded mm-hmm. to be KRNN and KXLL. So there's no limits on what we can do with our small amount
so
of money.
So if someone wants more information about the fund, what would you suggest they do?
You can call me at 523-2326. And my email is moneal@jedc.org. We have our loan application on our website, which is www.jedc.org. There's a little search bar. You can just look up loan fund and they'll take you to where the application is. It's really good to talk to people first. I like to do that.
Yeah, and so at least they can get the preliminary information they need before they...
Right, well, it's...
And they shouldn't come in the door and go, yeah, I got this idea.
Well, that does
happen. How many times have you heard that line?
A lot.
Yeah.
But
they need more than...
They need a business plan. And usually if they don't have a business plan, we send them to work with the Small Business Development Center, and many of the projects that we've gotten back through with those business plans, we've been able to finance. We also, we have a kind of a target of one full-time year-round job for every $30,000 that we loan, and we want to be paid back in 5 years. So we're not a good program for somebody that wants to do real estate investment because mm-hmm. it's too capital intensive in relation to the job creation. But for expansion, equipment loans, working capital, tenant improvements, you know, different kinds of uses, we can pretty much do anything that's legal.
I don't know if you've ever been asked this, but over the span of the 20 years, how many jobs do you think got created because of your loan?
It's hard to count that because once they pay off, you don't get that uh-huh. information anymore. But I would say 500. Would be my guess.
Well, that's better than a sharp stick in the eye.
I remember at an assembly meeting, we were asked, so how many jobs have you created? And Tracy from Tracy's Crab Shack was sitting next to me. And so I paused for a minute. Then she said, well, it's over 100 they've created for me. And it's not that we created those jobs for her. But as Margaret mentioned, that is an organization, a company that we're able to make a loan to. They're successful. They grow, but in her case, it was wonderful to see that she recognized that we had an important role to play in the early stages of growing her business, and so she attributed some of those jobs to us. It's a bit of a stretch to say that we've created those jobs, but it's great to see companies be successful.
It's not just the jobs, though. I mean, they've created sales tax revenue and property tax revenues, mm-hmm. and just, you know, wages in the community, And also, sometimes they're like serving on boards now. Some of the people that are, you know, they contribute back to the community. So that's good. And I'm at the point in my life right now where I'm starting to get loan applications from my kids' friends. So
that's
that
okay.
makes me feel good, too.
I'm running into people who go, oh, geez, I used to listen to you as a kid. Boy, it really makes you feel bad.
You hear about people wanting to have their own children have opportunities to make a living so that they can come back here, and I get to be part of that. It feels good.
Anything either of you would like to add before we move on and grill Brian on any number of things?
Yeah, I just want to echo the thanks that you mentioned to Margaret. She's just extremely well qualified. We're very incredibly fortunate to have someone of her caliber that can do other things at the Juneau Economic Development Council, but then also have that expertise to be able for us to be able to respond to make these loans.
Okay, several events coming up for Juneau Economic Development Council. We'll ask Brian about that and a number of things. And before we end, we'll ask him to put on his school board president hat. Stay tuned. And we're back with Juneau Economic Development Council Executive Director Brian Holst. Thanks to Margaret O'Neill for being here. You wanted to tell us about this year's Marine Festival. When can we expect that to happen?
Yeah, the Maritime Festival. Yeah, every year for the last
Maritime
8 years,
Festival.
Maritime Festival. We JADC serves as the organizing agent, the producer of this event, but it's really a community event. It happens on Saturday, May 6th. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do something really fun this year, if the weather permits. So they've completed the cruise ship docks, the two new docks. And those docks are really big. In fact, they're so big that we can fit the entire festival on one of them. So we're going to try it. So the only thing that would hold us back is if it's a windy day. If it's a windy day, we're just a little bit too exposed. So the North Berth, which is the Alaska Steamship Dock.
Which is the newest one.
The newest one. It'll be inaugurated at noon the day before. There will be no cruise ship in town that day, so that'll be really fun to hold the festival there and get really just really invite the community out to see that world-class infrastructure that we're building, which helps us tell the whole story of the importance of all things maritime to Juneau's economy. Not only is it one of our largest, I mean, it would be our largest single private employer, just the fishing industry. And then you look at tourism. You know, Juneau is the most visited city in Alaska in the summertime, which is also incredibly exciting. You know, the Coast Guard is our largest federal employer with a district based here. There's just so many wonderful elements of all things maritime. So May 6th is the festival, and May 5th, the night before, buy tickets to come to the Port to Starboard fundraising dinner. And that's essentially how we pay for the festival.
And imagine there'll be seafood.
There will be seafood, incredible seafood. Just talking to some of our processors to help us to make money, our processors and generally donate the food. Then we get caterer to cook
dinner,
it up.
How much does dinner cost?
$95.
Okay.
Because we want you to donate to the festival.
Okay. You know, I know at one point the community was concerned about keeping young people here. I understand that's changed a bit, right?
Yeah. Yeah, one of the things that we're seeing in Juneau, very interesting trend of the last 5 years, we're seeing that our the population that's growing the most is our young population. We're seeing net migration to Juneau in our 20 to 35-year-old range, 25 to 35. And that's exciting. I mean, that tells us that there's something positive and attractive about our community. And we just have to be able to hold on to that. There's pressure from state government that could undo some of those gains. But what we're seeing is a vibrant downtown community, vibrant entrepreneurial community that's making it attractive for young people to come back to Juneau.
But nowadays, people are worried about what's going to happen since, you know, the state's in a recession. And I understand people have asked you if it's time to leave in view of the possibility of additional budget cuts from the state. What do you tell them?
Yeah, and that's a very real question. You know, I just a friend of mine, Kevin, comes to mind who was just asking me that just the other day. You know, and I think, you know, our schools are great. Our schools are really good, and they're doing better. Now, can we sustain that with budget cuts? We have a very dedicated business community here in Juneau that's engaged. Our local government has been very thoughtful. We have a savings account. We're very sober. We have rich services. The recreational opportunities in Juneau are, you know, with our swimming pool, field house, Eagle Crest, best trails system, incredible. Cultural opportunities, opera at a folk festival this week, Native heritage, nationally recognized theater, vibrant arts community. You know, we mentioned this young adult population growing. So we've seen some real positives about our community. But, you know, the question that people are really concerned about is, you know, the economy and, you know, how are we doing? We have two strong mines. Two of our largest producing mines in the state are here in Juneau. Both of our fish processors continue to be strong, vibrant. We're a national leader in craft beer. I mentioned the most visited place in Alaska. Alaska, an incredible tourist destination. We're number one for summer travelers. World-class research capabilities at NOAA and Forest Service. So that all sounds good. The big question, which is would make people nervous, is what is the state going to do? And that is the big wild card. Is it prudent to stay in Juneau? Will these cuts that are predicted or being proposed by the Senate, are they going to be so significant that it will erode further Juneau's economy?
Well, a good time to have you for a couple of moments here to put on your school board president hat. What's the Senate's proposed reductions due to the district?
Yeah, so the state government budget is unrestricted general fund, about $4.5 billion. That was the state chamber of commerce's target number. But the Senate is saying, hey, let's cut further. They want to cut another $700 million from that. To get there, they have to cut big ticket items. And education, one of the primary responsibilities of the state, is one of those. So they're proposing this year to cut 5% of the base student allocation, $69 million. That'll cut several million dollars out of the Juneau School District budget.
Your superintendent says it'll kill you.
It'll, yes. Well said by him. You know, will it kill us?
Yeah. He has a knack for doing it.
He does. He does. He states it pretty clearly. I mean, it'll force us to do things that we really don't want to do. We'll have to, you know, increase class size. You know, we contribute some mm-hmm. to activities. You know, to what degree can we, you know, what investment can we make? Our activities funding is already falls on parents and the business community. The Senate is also looking at the Alaska Performance Scholarship, which eliminates this opportunity for Alaskans to choose to go to school in Alaska and get support. It's been a very effective program. About 7,000 Alaskan students in the last five
years. It's the top 10% of the high school graduating
class. It's not quite
class.
Top. So there's one program in the top 10%. This is a program that if you get good grades based on how well you do and what your test scores are, you get a little bit of support, a little more support, or quite a bit
I
of
see.
Support.
Okay. So a different program. All
right. Right. And that program is extremely important because the vision for we need about two-thirds of Alaskans to have some college in order to meet the demands of our economy. And about 40% have some college. We really need Alaskans to get college degrees. But how do you incentivize them to do that? If they leave the state, the tendency is 60% of people will stay close to where they graduated the 5 years after they graduate. So we really need Alaskans to be encouraged to go to school in Alaska.
So the school district presents its budget to the Assembly Finance Committee tonight. Well, what are you going to say to one another? I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess we're going to the school district has formally approved our budget based on the governor's budget and based on what we knew from what the House did. Of course, now the Senate has another proposal, and you know everything is up in the air. But tonight, we do formally present to the Assembly. This will be their first reading, and they'll take action on it later this month.
And I guess the intent in the city's budget, via the manager, is to fund you to the local cap.
That's correct. Yeah, continue.
And I guess that could change or not.
Right. I mean, it certainly. And I think their intention is to fund us to the cap. They will be, you know, if we get underfunded significantly by the state, what additional resource might the city be able to send to our school district? That'll be a question that they'll have to consider.
Because they fund some things outside the cap, including transportation activities.
Activities as well.
Which is fair game outside the cap.
Exactly. There are a few items, some food service, transportation activities.
So there's some other things like that that they could?
They could if the Senate prevails and the significant cuts, there will be options for the Assembly. Again, they already are one of the most generous communities in the state in supporting our youth. And it'll be a push to ask them to do more.
Well, good luck with that. I know we'll be writing more stories about the school district budget. A couple other things concerning JEDC before we got about a minute. I understand STEM summer camp signups now available.
Yep. These are fully funded by sponsorship and individual families that want to participate, and we don't turn kids away, which is why the sponsorship is important. So we have summer camps throughout the summer focused on science, technology, engineering, math.
Very good. And then we have the first Lego League Championships coming up.
Yeah, we have World Championships in a couple weeks in Houston.
In the Matsu.
That's right. No, those are done. Now, the world championships are in Houston, so the state championships have been done.
Oh, Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas.
You're not talking about Houston. Yeah, there's Houston, a Houston, Texas. Alaska.
Thank you. You are correct.
Yeah. I've been there. Is there anything you'd like to add at all, sir?
I think we've covered...
We covered a lot of territory.
We did. Maybe just one shout-out for, met with some of our large retailers. They're just up to their eyeballs in abandoned vehicles, up their eyeballs. But it happens occasionally. Just want to, shout-out to citizens of Juneau that the city does have a program. If you have a vehicle that just is on its last legs, please don't park it at Fred Meyer's parking lot. Take it to Skookum, and there's no cost.
And I guess there are a couple other concerns you're hearing from retailers.
There are. I mean, there are workers. Transportation continues to be an issue.
On the weekend and holiday.
Weekend and holidays. Yeah, getting workers to and from workplaces. The buses only run so late on Sundays, and they don't run on holidays.
I guess they're victims of crime.
And they are. Just like many places, unfortunately, we're seeing this crime wave in Juneau, and it's affecting retailers, which hurts all of us because we end up, that loss that the stores have, they need to pass it on. They need to recover that some way.
Okay. Well, we'll talk more about that next month.
Excellent.
Thanks, Brian. That's our program for today. Juneau Representative Sam Keto will be here tomorrow. In the meantime, this is the only April 5th, 2017 you'll ever have, so make it a good one.